There exists a great contradiction in our own society here in the United States of America. In comparison to the generations that went before us, especially the generations that grew up with little to nothing, the Great Depression, where we are today is unimaginable, and the wealth, the riches, and the comfort of life is beyond more than what our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents could ever imagine or ever lived. Yet, even in this day and age, there is a growing dissatisfaction and hatred and loathing of life and of one another. Why did this exist? When I ask a person, "How are you?" oftentimes I hear from them, "I'm tired, Father. I have too much things to do. My work never ends." And I'm guilty of this. Sometimes when priests get together, we ask each other, "How are you?" We begin to kind of say, "Oh, too much of this and that." And oftentimes we only focus on the problems of what is there and what we have to do, and we miss the big picture. And this contradiction and this dissatisfaction of life leads to many things that cannot be solved by medical advances or technological progress. More and more people begin and have already begun to medicate themselves with pornography, with drugs, with addiction. Why? Because the pain is too much for them to handle. Or life is too dull and not worthy of living. And it seems like because it's not worth living and it hurt me so much that I just want to escape from it for a minute. I just want to get away from it a little bit. It's too stressful. Therefore, when we lose the meaning of life, when we lose the focus on the bigger and grander reality of life, we try to seek something immediately that take our mind away. Whether it's inducing drugs, whether it's looking up something, or just escaping from reality. Addiction comes in many different forms. Because why? At the end of the day, we're too hurt to look at ourselves. So it's better just to escape and to get away. And yet, all these things, all these depression, all these addiction happen is because perhaps it's beyond a human problem. It's beyond a psychological problem. It's beyond a medical problem. It's the problem of the heart. It's the problem of the heart. We're not happy because we're seeking happiness in wrong places. We're not happy because we're not happy with ourselves. We're not happy because we lose focus on all the things that go wrong instead of all the things that already gone right. We're unhappy is because, in other words, the scripture, especially the gospel reading today, is asking us, we're unhappy is because we focus too much on ourselves instead of Christ. Christ points all the time, especially the picture of the Sacred Heart. He always points to his heart. He always points to his love. He never points to his ego. He never points to the desire to be in control. The more we want to be in control, the more we want things to go our way, the more we become unhappy. And this is what's going on in our society. It is sad to say. Politicians yelled at each other, demonize each other, and we too become an extension of them. It's easier for us to blame the other side. It's easier for us to blame other people instead of recognizing that we have all failed to love. We have all failed to build a society that's after the image of God instead of our own image. Pope Francis said several times in his homilies and his speeches, oftentimes we love to use the name of God for our own purpose, but God is not there. Think about that. And this go back to, I used to watch The House of Cards on Netflix. And The House of Cards have the main character used to be Francis Underwood. And Francis Underwood said, you know, I don't believe in God. But if the American voters do, I'm going to use his name for my own advantage. And Francis Underwood even said in the first season, he said, you know, charity and giving someone a favor is also a weapon that you can use against them. So he does good to other people so that he can grab them, control them, manipulate them, and hurt them for a greater purpose. I have you now. You're in my control now. Why? Without God, everything becomes self-serving. Without God, we use other people, even in the name of charity, even in the name of God, for our own good. And that's why society continues to become loathing, self-loathing, unhappy, because we cannot save ourselves. This is the contradiction or the paradox that none of us wanted to accept, that we cannot save ourselves. America cannot save itself. The world cannot save itself. Even we, the smartest person, cannot save ourselves. Only God can save us. So the first step in the 12-step program in any addiction or depression recovery program is to recognize and to turn to a higher power. God, I need you. I'm unhappy. I hate what I'm doing. I hate the life that I'm living. I hate the hell that I have created for myself. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Lord. I need you. And only when we turn to God, then we truly could become God-centered, and we can radiate God to one another. And that is why St. James said today in the second reading, I'm asking you to go home today and reread the second reading from St. James. Very powerful one. What's going on in our society right now, what's going on in the church right now, and what's going on in our own community right now. St. James said very clearly, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will always be disordered and every foul practice. Huh. Isn't that right? When jealousy and selfish ambition exists, there continue to be disordered and every foul practice, because we only care about ourselves and we're willing to hurt other people in order to get what we want. So we justify all the means in order to get the end. He go on. But wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruit, without inconsistency and insincerity. So I'm asking you, when you and I interact with other people, are we truly sincere? Are we consistent in giving God to them? Are we practicing mercy and give fruits that bear fruits to them? Are we in compliance to the law of God and according to the truth? Are we treating them with gentleness? And are we passing on the peace of God to them? And is our heart pure? Ah, is my heart pure when I love my neighbor yet or not? This is the word of the scripture. I'm not making this up. Very powerful, very real, and very needed for our day and age. Because St. James continued to say, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. Why don't we have peace in this world? Because we have never given peace. We only justified ourselves. We only care about ourselves. We have not given one another the peace of God. Shalom. The sense of deep peace that comes from God by giving God to one another. And St. James continued to say, all of these things happen. We covet because we do not possess. We kill because we envy, because we cannot obtain what we want. That's why we have war and we wage war. All of this happened is because we spend all of our effort on reaching our passion instead of following the will of God. That's why we will always be unhappy. Because we follow our passion instead of God's will. Isn't that what we hear nowadays with our young people? Whenever we hear an inspirational speech, it's all about follow your dream. Pursue your passion, man. Do whatever you want. Yet all these young people at the end of the day come to me and said, Father, I'm still unhappy. I'm not at peace with myself. Or I hate myself. Or I hate this world. I hate this society. I hate what's going on with me. Why? Because our passion isn't the answer to everything. Our self and this righteousness isn't the answer to everything. He is the answer to everything. Jesus Christ is. And unless we have a personal relationship with Him and loving Him and sharing Him, then we all fail. Because we're like the disciples today, after He said that He will die and handed over Himself to us in order to save us, what did the disciples say? Oh, who's going to be first? Oh, I don't care about you, God. I just want to be first. What a trash difference. If we want to be Christians, we have to be like Christ. And it begins with us at home, how we deal with one another. And this also happen in the church where there are too many people, like my spiritual director once said, there are people who cannot seek power on the outside, so they go into the church and seek power from within. That's why these scandals happen. That's why we hurt one another, because we're all about power. When I was in the seminary, there are some of my classmates or even people in the seminary who we knew wanted to become bishop. So we asked them, oh, what do you want to be? And there was a joke that I just want to be a simple parish priest. A one with the ring, the one with the hat, and the one with the crozier. Power is not the answer. Love is the answer. And we heard in the first reading today that God had set all of His commandments on the love of Him and of our neighbor. Therefore, if we want to change this world, dare to love. If we want to change the church, don't be a consumer, be a disciple. Don't be a shopper, be a part of the family. too many consumers, too many shoppers, too many people who are willing to be bystanders but never take a part in making the church, the society, the world a better place by loving one another. I'll end my homily today by giving you an example that I did about a few years back. After we had a youth convention at one of the places in Fort Worth that I was helping with, there were a lot of leftover pizza. And the first question I asked them is that, what are you going to do with all these leftover pizzas? They said, oh, we'll probably throw it away. And I said, may I please have these leftover pizzas? I'm going to bring them down to Lancaster Avenue. Those of you who live in Fort Worth know where Lancaster Avenue is. And that's where all the homeless people congregate. And I asked some of the young people there, who want to go with me to distribute the leftover pizza? Several of them volunteered. So they went with me, and I stopped at the gas station, I believe near Lancaster and Riverside. And I begin to give out the leftover pizzas to two homeless people. And then I pulled to the back of the parking lot, and I parked there. And I let the young people see how the homeless people react or respond. And these people, who didn't know each other, walked around and shared the pizzas that they have had with one another. And it boggled the mind of some of these young people. And they asked me, I was a seminarian at that time, why did they do it? Why didn't they just keep it for themselves? Why did they have to share? I said, because they knew that they have been blessed. Oftentimes, when we think that we deserve this and that, we hold on to everything that we have. But when we know that we've been blessed, then we share what we have. Because we know where they come from and where they could be of greater help. Another paradox in the church is that oftentimes the greatest people who are generous of giving themselves is the people who have very little. I'm not asking you to give money. I'm asking you to give yourself. Don't be a consumer. Don't be a bystander. Don't be a shopper. Be a disciple. Dare to love. Dare to be a part of this family. And dare to give yourself to one another. Why? Because Christ had loved me and he had died for me. And I want to love him in you. I told you two homilies ago, there are days I don't like you. But I love you because Christ had called me to love you. And I hope you could do the same to one another. So my answer to all the dissatisfaction and unhappiness and meaninglessness of this life is Jesus Christ. Love Christ, seek Christ, and share Christ with one another.